From the News Center, a news focus.
State fire officials have been reminding residents to be cautious during this National Burn Awareness Week, which concludes today.
What we are looking to do is have people more aware of the injuries and burns and what the issues are, how we can prevent them, and try and make it a lot safer for our folks that continue to be involved in one of the leading causes of accidental death and injury.
That's State Fire Commissioner Bruce Trigo.
The statistics show us that 400,000 people need medical care for treatment of some burn injuries annually. And in 2018 time period, there were 3,600 plus deaths from fire and smoke inhalation. Another 40,000 were treated in hospitals for those burn-related injuries. We think we get a sunburn, how much that hurts. Can you imagine going through another layer or two of skin and how long that would take to heal?
The theme for 2021 focuses on electrical safety.
What they're talking about there is the common risk of injury that comes from unprotected electrical outlets or extension cords that are overloaded and workplace electrical injuries.
Trigo said children and the elderly remain the most vulnerable. He discusses the main causes of burns and related injuries.
Fire flame, actually touching a flame, scalds. And that can be anything from, you know, boiling water or heating water in a bathtub too hot and those types of things. Obviously, contact with hot objects or electrical or chemicals. And again, most of those injuries occur in the home. The good thing is about 97% of those that get those types of burns are going to survive.
Tips and advice are available at BeFireSafePA.com. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.